Mishap in the air. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. Some Boeing jets have been grounded after an Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Portland, Oregon. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Terrifying moments in the sky. A deactivated emergency cabin door, which was used as a regular cabin window on an Alaska Airlines flight, blew out while the plane was at 16,000 feet shortly after takeoff, forcing them to make an emergency landing. Flight tracking company FlightAware shows the plane took off at 5:07 local time last night and then returned to Portland International Airport less than 20 minutes later, touching down at 5:20. 171 passengers and six crew board members were on board heading to California during this incident. One of the passengers said a boy's shirt was ripped right off his back after the pressure in that plane dropped.
Several passengers say cell phones were ripped out of their hands after that panel blew out. Well, 2024 presidential hopefuls are hitting the campaign trail.
It's now 3 years since the Capitol riots of January 6th, and that's something that President Biden decided to highlight in a campaign speech yesterday when he went after former President Donald Trump, calling him a threat to democracy. Well, today, Donald Trump shot back at President Biden when he was on the campaign trail here in Iowa. Take a listen.
He runs out of fuel. The fuel doesn't last very long. So you notice the speeches, they start off very energetic. He's a threat to democracy. By the end, he's like, oh, I got to get off. This is not the man we should have for our president.
In the meantime, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, they've been going after each other in recent days and weeks. They've essentially been fighting over that second place spot in polling behind the front runner, Donald Trump.
That's Fox's Bill Malusian reporting in Iowa. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The first major snowstorm of the season hitting parts of the East Coast. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell has more.
The National Weather Service issuing winter storm warnings from the Carolinas up through Maine. Parts of New York State and New England could see as much as a foot of snow. Emergency crews spent the last few days chaining up their tires, salting the roadways. We spoke to a plow driver who's ready to get to work.
Guys get excited. Everybody's been out doing their equipment the last week, getting ready, hyped up, you know, hoping to make paychecks.
Maryland on Saturday getting 1 to 2 inches per hour. That was creating some messy conditions on the roadways. Now, some of the heaviest snowfall is expected on Sunday. Officials warn to stay off the roads if you can. They plan to have everything cleaned up by the Monday morning commute. In Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
Another surge in migrants at the U.S. southern border.
Activity has also been picking up recently. Yesterday, Fox cameras capturing video of about 100 migrants or so being taken into custody near an exclusive neighborhood with high-end homes. The area butts right up to part of the Rio Grande River and has become another hot spot. We also caught up on Friday with Democratic Congressman Don Davis of North Carolina, who made the trip to Eagle Pass to see this crisis for himself. As the talks between lawmakers and the White House continue over that supplemental spending agreement where President Biden has requested $14 billion for additional border funding, Congressman Davis says they must act fast as this ongoing crisis is just not sustainable.
Fox's Casey Stegall. House Republicans traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas this week, urging President Biden to take action on border policy. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve another $15 billion in Department of Homeland Security funding. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.